You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're on with my good friend Xavier Crossard. I've known him for a number of years. He used to be the right-hand man to the big guy in town, Mike Fay. He struck out on his own. He found out something that I knew long ago, and that's the key to real estate success is information arbitrage. And so, X, how are you making information arbitrage more streamlined today with RE Console?
Well, like you said, I mean, being successful in real estate is not only about having the information you need, but it's having access to those tools to actually be effective. And what we found was that there was all sorts of different sources of information. They were all scattered and fragmented. We brought it all under one roof, and then we actually built out workflow tools to help you move through the market quickly.
Okay, now who are you and why did you build it? And before you answer, take a deep breath.
So
there you go.
So we're a team of former real estate professionals, but we've also brought on technologists that specialize in big data. And ultimately, there is a lot of data out there for the market to have. It's about being able to actually make sense of it.
You know, so you take the big data, you put it all together, you make sense of it, but how does that differentiate you from every other data tool out there? I mean, I use them all.
Well, look, it's not just about having data, right? It's about actually getting to a place.
No, what it is, Xavier, is it's not about the data and it's not about all the data sources. It's about a streamlined execution with those data sources.
That's it.
Okay.
That's exactly it.
Okay.
And so we're not just a research tool, but a platform built around user workflows so you can execute, do deals, not just find information.
Okay, so then, you know, what's going to be the thing that gets people anchored to this platform? What's the thing that brings them there in the beginning? Why would they go there?
Look, ultimately, our goal is to make it so that users, whether they have analysts and researchers on staff or not, can open up RE Console and in 5 minutes or less know what they need to know so they can do what they need to do.
Okay, now we're rolling here, okay? So then, how are you making the lives of your users so much better? I mean, you know, it seems to me like this is just fabulous.
Business development today is very tedious and very frustrating, as you
really?
Well know. Yeah, exactly. So we want to reduce the time it takes to do it, and then we want to save you from bouncing from site to site and tool to tool to actually be effective.
All right, you guys launched earlier this year, it's at a couple of months ago, basically. So what's your objectives over the next couple of months?
Over the next couple of months is we want to finish really aligning the product with what our users tell us they want. And that means adding in new features, adding in new data sets, and then ultimately adding in new markets.
Okay, all this has been great. Let's now start drilling down, okay? So you came to my office, you presented us with the product. What's the first thing that you did? What you did was you asked us to find a piece of real estate that we were interested in.
So right now, the tool is built around a very simple workflow that brokers do all day long, farming a market for new listings and buyers for those existing listings.
Yeah, but this does a lot more than that, because I don't really need you to go find something on the sunbiz.gov and to go to the tax records and to do all that. But when I do that, that takes me 10 minutes. So what if I used you and had it all in one place? Would you save me time? Is it all in one place?
It's all there. We dig below the LLC so you have the actual officers. We look across all of their entire portfolio so you actually know who you're dealing with. We've just rolled in contact information so you have phone numbers and email addresses. And then next week, we're actually introducing what we're calling similar properties and comparable properties. If you look at 100 Main Street, you're going to see who owns it, who actually owns it, what else he owns, have his phone number, and then you're going to see what that property's comps are right there with the click of a button.
Well, now that's really, really good. But how about when I want to just keep tabs on something?
So I'm glad you said that. One of our favorite features is the one we call the dashboard. Basically, you're out there in the market. You're collecting all this intelligence. You need a place to keep that information in the context of the public market. And so all you have, rather than writing it down on a piece of paper or using a spreadsheet to maintain all this information. You take your notes, you organize it into collections, and you have the market organized how you actually want the market organized.
So, Xavier, what do people really use this for?
People, well, that's an easy answer. People use this to make more money faster.
Okay, so then what's the feedback that you've been getting from the marketplace? Because you and your partner have both been, and we want to give him a shout out here.
So my business partner is the infamous Alex Morcade. He's been underwriting and doing analysis of real estate. He is ultimately the brains that make this operation work. We are literally trying to code his brain. He has a way of looking at real estate to make it easy to understand exactly what's going on. We have our developers converting that into actual code so that our users can see exactly what's going on quickly.
You know, I'm glad you described him like that because he always looked like an avatar beta to me.
He is the man.
He is the man. Now, let's make something up. Let's make believe that I'm a real estate professional that looks up real estate, that I don't have a lot of time, that there's a couple of things that I want to keep track of, and I'm interested in using your platform. How the heck do I get additional information? How do I even test drive it? Find it. Can I do that yet?
reconsole.com.
Okay. And so now I go to reconsole.com, and I go to your webpage. It opens up, and what do I see?
So right now we're in a beta, so it's actually free. You click sign
up. Oh, Alex is what the first thing I see.
You click sign up, and off you go. You're into the platform. You can search for information either at the individual parcel or owner level using filters or directly on a map. And then you can kind of manage all your content that you create in our dashboard. We also have an interesting feature where you can filter all news for all of South Florida real estate related information.
Okay, so now it sounds to me like I've got a gathering place for everything I need to know about real estate. Who's using this now? What does Mike think about this?
So Mike loves it. Mike is actually an investor of ours, and Mike has his brokers using it to kind of work through exactly that, to work through the market quickly and to manage their own kind of information. But the current users are brokers. We are very much focused on the brokerage community, and ultimately we want to build out some of the other intelligence so that the owners and investors themselves can start using it as well.
So then eventually this is going to be a place where you're going to have a community.
That's it.
Oh my gosh, I come up with this stuff. I don't
That's
prep
it.
I don't prep for this.
You've seen the business plan.
I have not seen the business plan. I have not seen the business plan, but I am a logical thinker, I think. And it really seems to me that this is something that everybody needs and is struggling, because what's going on, in my opinion right now, is that there's all kinds of real estate platforms and technologies that are out there, and they're searching for a home. Perhaps they're searching for a collision where they combine and get even better. I don't know. And this is a great platform. It's being rolled out only now in Miami-Dade so far?
Miami-Dade. Broward's coming out in the next, call it, month.
Okay, and people go, I remember when something called IMAP came out, and all they did was Pinellas County. Today, that technology is used all over, certainly Florida, because I see it. It's what the property appraisers use. So this is cutting-edge stuff. This is a vision, the view of the future, where things are going to come together almost... Well, this is happening all across the technology platform.
To make it easy, I mean, we see all these awesome technologies being deployed in other industries, and we just said, why can't we have those for real estate? Real estate is still extraordinarily archaic, the way it's done and the tools that are out there, and we wanted to bring some of the cutting-edge technology that's out there for literally everything else other than real estate.
Real estate is archaic. Real estate is tough to get an information share. Maybe an appraiser gets a straight answer every fourth phone call. I still got to put up with the appraisal and evaluation. I love those. You know, the appraisals come out and they always say, well, it's worth this much. And then the guy goes, look, this is my appraised value. And I go, voila, we found the buyer. It's the appraiser. My favorite line in real estate of all time, really is. We've only got a couple minutes left, X. Let's go back to the beginning, because somebody may have tuned in late. Tell me the basics about RE Console and how people can find you. And don't give me RE Console. Give me a phone number too or something.
We're a platform where professionals access the information and the workflow tools they need to move quickly through the market. You can sign up at reconsole.com, and you can reach us at 305-807-8033.
but this is a place where people get good information that you can make solid business decisions on. It's got a life. It's like a tracking pole for real estate. I learned that term last night. I didn't know what it was.
I like that. I like that.
Apparently, it's when they interview somebody and then keep interviewing the same person through the process, so you get the same opinion mix. I don't know. But so that's sort of what this is. So, Xavier, I want to give you and Alex a very big high five. You noticed a problem in the real estate market. You went in there and you went to disrupt it. Again, your website is?
reconsul.com.
All right. Well, that's him. That's my good friend, Xavier Crossard. You going to be at eMERGE?
I'll be at eMERGE.
All right. See that? That's a pitch on eMERGE for my other Xavier that I know.